Yeah, looking back at it, I probably should have slid. You know, I thought guys were chasing me. I don't know, just reacting and playing the game. If I go back, I probably would have made the same decision, just running down the field. But, you know, it's unfortunate what happened, but it's part of the game, and I know I'll come back stronger.
How bummed are you right now just because of the situation with his team in and all that?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. Obviously, it's never a good time to do one of these, but especially it was a little bit worse now because, you know, kind of my another shot for me to play and play well and lead this team into a good spot. But, yeah, pretty bummed out about it.
Did you know what it was right away? It looked on the sidelines, at least on, you know, TV, that you knew because of non-contact injury.
Yeah,
what it was.
I was pretty darn sure I knew what happened right away. Yeah, you know, those type of things, you just – I've obviously never felt anything like that before, but you know it right when it happens.
You talked about being bummed out about the situation. Given where you were a few weeks ago, coming in here and doing what you're doing, how hard is this to take at this juncture? Get your arms around that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, it's obviously terrible timing for myself, for this team. You know, I know that we're in good hands, and we'll continue to keep moving forward and make this playoff push. And, you know, no matter what it seemed to be, whoever the quarterback is, in the game this year, you know, the team has rallied around him. And, you know, that's a mark of a great team. Great coaches, great offensive line, great running backs, great wide receivers, great defense. I mean, you know, for a team to have success like this when going through so many quarterbacks, it's a true testament to the entire team.
This week, Bill O'Brien said, where would we be without T.J. Yates? The fact that you came in and how you came in and how you helped this team when Hoyer went down. What does that mean, hearing that from O.B.?
You know, it means a lot. You know, I was so grateful for them to bring me in here and then to go in there and help this team get back in position to make a run at it. You know, it was huge. And, you know, I respect everybody on this team so much, coaching staff included. And, you know, that's awesome for him to say that.
What's next for you now?
Getting surgery on Monday. And then just starting the process. I'm excited to get things rolling. You know, I'm more annoyed than anything. You know, I know I'll come back. I know that I'll be fine. It's just terrible timing for everything, and just ready to get the process started.
Brian, have you ever had an? I'm sorry. Have you ever had an injury this significant before in your playing career?
Other than a throwing shoulder in college, you know, nothing really this significant. You know, I've never even had a minor knee problem my entire life, so this was surprising.
Brian said that Hoyer said that he texted you right away and told you it's not a death sentence. Mm-hmm. What'd you think about that text?
No, it was good. I've been talking a ton to Brian about this whole situation because he went through it. 2 years ago, and he was kind of in the same situation, you know, going into the off season, going to be kind of coming back, you know, around OTAs, mini camp time, trying to have a goal to be ready for training camp. So I've been talking to him about a whole bunch of stuff, you know, techniques, stuff he does, rehab, everything. I've been kind of picking brains a lot of guys because it's happened to a lot of guys, and that's kind of how it is in this league, and everybody's gone through it one time or another. Talked to Brian Cushing about it a ton. So I know I'm in good hands here with the doctors and the staff, and just ready to get it going.
So you're told about 6 months?
Yeah, around there. It's different with every person and every case, but definite goal to be ready for training camp.